The Los Hermanos Podcast is brought to you by Cafe Rica and Los Hermanos Entertainment.
What is going on, everybody? It is me, Tristan.
Me, Jackson.
We're here with a morning cup.
Been a while since we've done one of these.
It sure has.
And it's about time that we're doing it. So came in today, Thursday, just decided we're going to do it. So let's get started.
Yeah. So today we have Makina Coffee Roasters out of Westchester, PA. And we're trying their Peruvian Estrella Divina. I believe it is a blend. It is produced by smallholders. It is a Bourbon Típica Catura, and it is a washed process. So you know what that means. It's going to be pretty, pretty refined. Going to be a nice, clean taste. And a little bit about them. Coffee is about people, the farmers who plant it, the pickers that harvest it, and the people that brew it. At Makina Coffee, we take every care to know the farmers, the producers behind the coffee, and to never forget the human hand that made it possible. It is their pledge to bring you the highest quality coffees around the world. We celebrate the personalities of each selection and understand no two coffees are the same. They believe in superior coffee and human responsibility go hand in hand. And they even say, we promise to never lose sight of the humanity in every cup, which is why they got a hand as their logo. Right off the bat, this is roasted 6/23, extremely fresh. It is July 1st right now as this is getting filmed. So it's a week old, right about the sweet spot of the peak. It's 12 ounces. Yeah, it smells fantastic, both wet sniffs and dry sniffs. This is very, very good.
I'm going to pour some out.
He's going to pour some out. What did you think of the smell? You were smelling it while it was brewing. We are going to take a little bit of a different approach than what Josh and I used to do. We pre-brewed it. We're going to get right into drinking it and just get after it. We're here to try coffee. We're here to bring new coffees to you. Yeah, I'm excited. Peruvians, I'm not too familiar with normally.
It's kind of why we went with this one over, you know, an Ethiopian or another Central American, because we've tasted a lot of those. And this is something new. Right off the bat, you get a lot of sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, what I might say, berry forward, but it's definitely sweet forward.
Yeah, maybe some of those nut fruits. Those stone fruits, the plum, maybe a little bit more of those. It's a little bit of a deeper sweet.
A little licorice.
Some black currant.
Black currant, yes. Created by the coffee industry. It's a filler flavor.
This smells really, really good. The wet sniffs while it's brewing, it was, like Jack said,
very fragrant,
very sweet. I don't know. What are you giving it on the 1 to 10 scale? No sevens.
On sniffs?
On sniffs.
I'm going to give it an 8.
An 8?
Solid 8. It smells delicious. Maybe even an
8.5 it is. That's what I'm going to go with. It is phenomenal.
It is licorice from the dry sniffs too.
Have you looked at what it is? The flavor notes?
No.
All right, cool. I will see how close you are. Let's give the three flavors you think it is.
Three, I think it is from the sniffs.
From the sniffs.
Like I said, I'm gonna go. I agree. Stone fruit on the sweeter side. Mm-hmm. So yeah, a plum, and not quite peach. But yeah, you know, maybe yeah, a plum. I'll go plummy. And like I said, licorice.
Okay. Cool. So here is the first sip.
Almost choked. So good. Almost choked.
Mm. Wow. Right off the bat, this is a very different type of coffee than I'm normally used to drinking.
Didn't expect this.
No.
We need coasters.
We do need coasters.
did not expect that kind of flavor out of it, but I like it a lot.
It is definitely is a sweeter flavor.
It is, but I'm not getting like plummy. Mm-mm. There's a small amount of bitterness at the end.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit of a citrus bitter. Grapefruit kind of, but not.
I'd probably label it as a grapefruit type of acidity bitterness.
Definitely a fruity flavor.
Yeah, not as fruit forward as I thought it was going to be.
That's how
with the bomb of scent we got out of that bag.
Once again, it is a wash, so it's a little bit more refined. Very consistent. Very clean. Very low body, or like the body's not very heavy.
This is definitely a coffee you can drink in the summer.
Yeah,
because it's not heavy. It's not thick. It's not harsh at all. It's on the brighter side. Yeah. It's sweet. Not as sweet as I thought it was going to be, but it's sweet. Just light.
Not chocolatey. Not refreshing. Heavy, it is very, very refreshing.
Yeah, there's no chocolatey.
No nuttiness.
Dark nuttiness. No earthiness. None of that. It's all bright. All delicious.
Yeah. So, taste. What are you giving it?
I'm going to give it an 8.
Give it an 8?
An 8, yeah. It's good. It's delicious. It's by no means the best coffee I've drank. I don't know, though.
I'm going to give it an 8.5. So I'm on 8.5 streak right now with this coffee.
You know, you swayed me. Yeah, 8.5. It's better than just an 8. Because, we can't do 7. So I'm not going to say it's a 6.
It's definitely not a 6.
But I don't think it's just above average.
Yeah, me either. It's definitely on the cusp of that really, really good coffee. This definitely has that summertime. It's the middle of the June, July monsoon season here in Michigan.
Yeah.
So
goodness.
This coffee.
This actually, is the first day it hasn't rained in like 3 months, it feels like.
12 days at least, for sure. It's been definitely very wet here. This coffee, as you can see, the drinkability must be high on Jack's scale.
Yeah, I crushed that. It's good. Like you said, I'm one of those, I guess some people call them weird people that still drink hot coffee.
It's a little, look at this color. That's a different color. It's definitely a lighter.
It's brown. A yellowish
brown. Yellow, green, brown.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. I think that goes along with it being a little lighter.
Yeah. Blonde, I think is what people probably refer this to this as.
Yeah. So drinkability. Definitely it's nice on a hotter day, refreshing, as Jack said. Oh man, I'm going to make it easy on myself. 8.5 again on drinkability. I will say this, it is $20 a bag for a 12-ounce bag, a little higher on the price side of things. However,
I'd pay $20
for this bag. This is probably
it's a good ass coffee. It's tasty.
So you round
it up. I'm giving it a 9.
9
on the drinkability. Wow. I mean, I drank it in about 36 seconds. So
he did. Slurped it down, and it's hot. It's still hot. So that gives it, I believe, roughly like an 8.25, somewhere around there.
I'll be higher than that because I went 8.5. You swayed me back.
Right. So it's 8.5. Oh, 8.5, right. 8.5. Yeah.
8.5. 9.
Yeah, so 8.5 plus
8.7.
Yeah, so yep, 8.7. Yeah, I'm gonna go with
rough math.
Let me do that real quick. So 8.5 plus 9 divided by 2, 8.75 plus 8.5 plus 8.5, divide that by 3, 8.58. So 8.6.
8.6. We'll round that up. 8.6.
8.6. That is pretty high on what we've already.
It's one of the higher coffees that we've done. There's not a negative to this coffee.
No.
There's not. The bitterness that's there is that bitterness I'm looking for in a coffee.
It's very balanced.
It's a nice citrusy, like we said, citrusy bitterness. I'm going to call it a grapefruit one. So like when we describe that, it's like when, if you were to taste the rind of the grapefruit or the pith of the grapefruit, it's going to be that kind of bitterness. It's going to be that bitterness over like a lemon or a tangerine or a lime. So that's like when you look at a coffee and it says tangerine, lime, grapefruit, or orange, and you're like, what's the difference in a coffee between tangerine and orange? It's how your mouth reacts to those flavors. If you were to eat a tangerine or an orange, because when you eat a tangerine or orange, there is a difference.
Yeah.
So there's the same difference in coffee. So little quick explanation.
Yeah. So
8.6
for killer. You want to know what the notes they say were?
What were they?
Ripe fruit, layered and sweet. I don't know what layered really means. It is very layered.
I guess you could say that it's more of a, it's not a, a one note.
Yeah.
Coffee. Like you said, there's sweetness.
There is. It's definitely a nice ripe fruit. I think it's a stone fruit.
Yeah, I think so.
It is layered and it is sweet. This coffee,
it's good. If you get a chance to try it out. You can buy their coffee online. If you come down here and ask nicely, we might have some left.
Yeah. Check us out. July 23rd, art show with Giselle, Cafe Soul, and TT. Your favorite barista is going to have an art show here. 6 to 9 at July 23rd.
That's a Friday.
That is a Friday here at Cafe Rica. Cafe Soul coming at you. That's all I got for you today. Anything else, Jack?
No, game night, July 9th. So yes, I do have something else. Game night, July 9th here, Cafe Rica. Giselle is going to be there promoting the art show. And it's going to be our first event. Not post-COVID event, not first any of that. First event that we've had here at this shop that we envisioned having events at every weekend. So we are excited for that. Hope to see you all down there. Bring your own games. We have some games. Just come down, have a good time, hang out with your friends. And that's it.
Yeah. So, like, subscribe.
See you.